When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fred, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast platforms on YouTube. Like and subscribe there as well. That was a fun game, and boy, did the Toronto Raptors need that. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks handedly, 130-111. That Milwaukee team, I mean, we'll see where they go as we go forward in the season here, but not very impressive. They don't really play defense, and offensively, I mean, they scored 111 points. That's fine. It just seems like they're not really in sync in the way that they probably should be. But I mean, they're early days of their season. Adrian Griffin, new coach, all that kind of stuff. So I just want to say that because they were not very good tonight. But the Toronto Raptors, that team was very good today. 130 points. Going through a few of the important stats from three. 15 of 37, 40%, 26 fast break points, 66 points in the paint. How did this game go the way it did? Well, obviously the offense was much better. Let's start on the defense though, because what I've loved about this team so far, and obviously, you know, the start they had, not ideal. Offense is in the mud constantly, but they have not stopped defending. And that's really hard to do. I mean, again, it's early in the season, so I suppose in some ways it is a bit harder or a bit easier to, you know, get up for each game and to put that level of effort. But they are a very good defensive team, very challenging to score on. And if their offense is able to get to some kind of baseline, you know, we could be talking about an interesting team as you go forward in this season. But just starting on defense, if you want to stop the Bucks, who do you got to stop? You got to stop Dame and Giannis. And they had 31 points on 9 of 20 shooting. They showed a lot of different looks to Dame and Giannis. And obviously with Giannis, the primary defender is going to be OG Anunoby. I'm not sure if we have to even talk about what OG does because he's so effective at it. He's one of the best in the NBA. All defense has to be coming. Hopefully he stays healthy. Hopefully the Raptors perform good enough for him to get those kind of accolades, but he was terrific. But aside from that, they're meeting him early in possessions. As soon as he gets across half court with the ball, someone is getting into space. There's baseline help. There's help all across the board. When OG is defending Giannis up around the nail area, free throw line, extended area, you got 6 feet in the paint. There's 1 foot from the other four players, and you got OG and Anunoby with 2 feet in there. They were crowding his spaces, and they're making things really hard on him. And when it comes to Damian Lillard, I mean, Dennis Schroeder was terrific. His screen navigation throughout this season so far has been sublime by all standards. And sometimes, you know, obviously, as I mentioned, they're changing things up on him. Sometimes they're switching Scotty onto him. They're trapping on ball screens. Jakob Poeltl did a really nice job of cutting off angles, making sure that Dame couldn't go too wide around those hedges and around those tags to make sure that he couldn't turn the corner and get downhill. They did a great job of keeping both of them out of the paint. And then when they did get there, there are bodies in front of them. Obviously, Malik Beasley, he goes off for 20 points, 6 of 9 from 3. I will take that any day. If he is the person that's beating you, that's okay. Also, just a shout out to Scotty Barnes, who's actually has a 6th defender on the court with him, and it is his yell. The way he yells at shooters, it's awesome, right? You can hear from probably up in the 500 level of the Scotiabank Arena. Very funny stuff. 500 level is actually where the media is, by the way, just so you know. But yeah, that's kind of the defensive end side of things, is that they were getting back on defense. The effort was there. And when the Bucks were able to find themselves getting to the basket, there's Jakob Poeltl, who had 4 blocks today. He was terrific as well on both ends. And then offensively, we'll just stick with the two Raptor players that I just kind of mentioned, Dennis Schroeder and Jakob Poeltl. Their pick and roll was kind of cooking tonight, all right? So there are some nice passes between Dennis and Jakob. A few times, Dennis found him on the roll. And then there was also Jakob Poeltl just circling the paint, being around the restricted area, finding some offensive rebounds. Dennis and Yak both had double-doubles. Actually, 3 players on the Raptors had double-doubles. You can include Scotty Barnes in that. He was also very good today. But the offense as a whole, 102.3 points per 100 plays, 15 offensive rebounds, as I mentioned, and 19 of 22 at the rim. And then in terms of their 3-point shooting, which, as I mentioned, was very good, but it's interesting that in a game where Grady Dick and Gary Trent Jr. shoot 1 of 13. The Raptors are still so effective from three. And why? Because Pascal and Scotty shot 9 of 14 from three. Holy smokes. If those two are hitting their threes at a decent clip, a league average clip, it changes so much about what the Raptors are offensively. Now, all of a sudden, you can't just clog the paint in the way that you probably want to as an opposing team. Now there's driving lanes for an OG Anunoby who had a couple of nice drives towards the rim today. Also, the Jakob Poeltl, Dennis Schroeder pick and roll is more effective because you have decent three-point shooting at those corners. Those are your two best players. And I want to see more of the possessions going towards those two. And if that is the case, they're going to be getting more efficient offense, better offense, quality offense. And now everything is just going to hum much better for this team. And in transition, they continue to do a great job of pushing the pace. They average 185.7 points per 100 per 100 transition plays. That's a pretty good number. But it's part of their ethos of this team is to push the ball, especially off of misses. And they did a much better job on this day of defensive rebounding. It was gang rebounding. They were all chipping in. And then also at the same time, they're hitting that head-to-head pass. They're getting the ball down the floor. I enjoyed, especially today, is that we saw Pascal Siakam and Scotty Barnes getting more post-up touches. It's something that I think the coaching staff, it's not really part of the system that they're trying to implement, but at some point it is about the players that you have and what's best for those players. How do you get the best out of a Pascal Siakam? How do you get the best out of a Scottie Barnes? And sometimes bully ball is what you need to do. You need to use Pascal Siakam on the block in those post-ups because that's how you get the best version of him. And sometimes you do have to cater to the players that you have. It's easy points right there. And then all of a sudden you draw two, kick out pass, swing, three. It can be that simple for this team when they want to, you know, operate that way. And it doesn't have to be what they are all the time. And when we saw isolation basketball, what it was last season, not fun. I think you can mix it up a little bit. And that's probably where you're going to find the best version of the Raptors and their half court offense. Let's go to Scottie Barnes. As I mentioned, he got a few possessions where he was doing his bully ball thing. Did some on Beasley, did some on Connaughton. He had a possession where he bullied Giannis on the drive. Yes, I saw that. Yes, that was awesome. And yes, I want to see more of it. Scottie Barnes and Pascal going towards the rim with force is what this team needs, especially in space. And in that possession I mentioned, he had space. And that's what we want to see. And then if the double does happen, as in this case where he found Otto Porter Jr. in the corner, you want to see that. That is easy offense for this team. That's what they need right now. And just going on again with Scottie Barnes, 21 points, 8 of 16 overall, 4 of 6 from 3, 12 rebounds, 5 of those offensive, lots of tap outs generated from the Raptors today, which was
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A great sign for their offense and how they're going to be able to not rig the system like they did last season, but just get more possessions because they're going to need those. I mean, this was a nice game for them, but this isn't indicative of what their offense is going to be, especially in the half court game by game. It helped that they're playing the Milwaukee Bucks that seemingly don't want to play defense at all. So that was interesting, but that it was good for Scottie Barnes to have this kind of game. And again, offensively, a transition three that he hit. Just love seeing these threes go down. I mentioned it earlier, if Pascal and Scottie are hitting threes, everything changes for this team. But then also, I mean, his energy was awesome, pushing the ball, active feet, aggressive stunts towards Giannis, especially with, you know, offering baseline help or also, you know, help from the strong side, whatever the case was, he was able to recover and get back to his man. Just a very busy dude on both ends today. Great game from Scottie. Dennis Schroeder, I mentioned a moment ago, just the defense on Dame was terrific. Pick and roll with Yak has so much room for growth as well. And we saw Dennis hit a few mid-range shots. We saw him hit a floater over Brook Lopez. These are ways in which they're going to be able to extend the defense and stretch it out a little bit. And now some of these passes that were turnovers today could end up actually being, you know, more effective. But at the same time, it's interesting that they're able to get and be as productive as they were in this game, but at the same time, they could probably get even more effective. Like the screeny angles, some of the timing between the release of the screen and the rolling, and when Dennis would start his drive, and if Jakob is in a good spot with his flat screen, which he prefers to do for Dennis, weren't always there. And so that's actually exciting that despite all that, they're able to put up some pretty great numbers, and there's also room for growth. So good stuff from Dennis. Another double-double for him. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 9 of 13 shooting. The three continues to fall for him as well. They're going to need that. No question about it. Pascal Siakam, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 of 8 from 3, 9 of 13 overall. Pascal looked fast today. And I haven't said that in a couple of games. In the first home opener, it looked like he had a bit of a jump to him. But today, he looked fast again. And that's, again, what you need from Pascal Siakam. That's where he finds his most dynamic self, is when he's in the open court, when he's getting to his mid-range, when he's getting into his pull-ups, when he's able to get downhill and just create havoc and then make those kick-out passes. We saw more of that today. And I mentioned it with Scotty. I saw it with Pascal today, too. More post-up possessions. It's okay for them to incorporate some of these possessions to get the best out of Pascal Siakam. He does his post-ups, he faces up, he sees the defense, he sees where the double's coming from. It's a quick pass out, it's a swing, three. This is so simple for the Raptors if they want to, you know, use this kind of offense. And also, I mean, Pascal's a great passer. He had 7 assists today. And the last game where he took, 21 shots, and the game before that, he only took 8. I mean, we don't want to see Pascal Siakam only taking 8 shots. That's not the way it should be. And 21 may be a little bit more than we might want to see, considering, just possession by possession, where the possession should be divvied out, player to player. But what we do need to see is Pascal Siakam passing the ball. And he had 7 assists today. He hadn't had more than 4 assists in any game outside of the home opener. That's, again, how you're going to get more paint touches for the team, more aggression on the offensive side, and also a better flow to the offense. And if you're getting more flow offensively, you're getting a better defense as well. Jakob Poeltl, just want to mention him because I mentioned the 4 blocks and some of the points that he had today. He was 7 of 10 from the field. He had 14 points, 11 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds, 4 blocks. And he got some foul trouble for a moment there, but it wasn't anything to really worry about. I just love that Yak is such a good soldier. Like you can ask any big. It's not always fun to go up to the level, set those screens, roll to the basket. Okay, it doesn't work. Okay, now come back out. Let's set another screen. Okay, roll to the basket. Okay, it doesn't really work out. He's doing this running back and forth constantly. And bless his heart, he does it happily. And sometimes, okay, now he's going over to the wing and he's setting a screen. Or maybe it's a DHO and now he has the ball in his hands. Now he's playmaking. Oh, wait, now it's time to offensive rebound. He just does it all for the Raptors. He is a connective piece, and you need that from someone in your starting lineup. And all the players, they kind of do their part, but he seems like he's really embraced that part of his game. And it's just so effective for the Raptors. Going to some of the bench pieces, Malachi Flynn, I mean, quality game for him, right? He didn't make too many mistakes. He was pretty good offensively. He got he touched the paint a few times. He was breaking down his defender with his dribble, and he was getting in the paint. He was making some really nice kickout passes. He found Otto Porter Jr., among other players. That was good to see from Malachi. He's finding his confidence a little bit. Does this go forward? I don't know. As I mentioned, Milwaukee, not very good defensively. So he's able to do it maybe against a poor defensive team. Can he do it against a better defensive team? But I think it's important that Malachi just has some good games, string them together, find some confidence. He didn't have too many points. He had, 2 points? He had a floater late in the game with his left hand. That was good. I saw him working on his left hand floaters at practice the other day. So I guess it's working out for him, but 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. So a good performance from Malachi. Just keep on building off of it. Otto Porter Jr., he's finally back. 15 minutes, 2 threes, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, a couple of tap outs. I mean, it's immediate impact. And this is, I was wondering when we were going to see Otto Porter Jr. I've been waiting for it because this man is very talented. We haven't seen him in a while. Maybe some of us have forgotten, but he is as effective of a role player as you're going to find. And it doesn't matter if it's 0.5 basketball, whatever system you want to run, Otto Porter Jr., can play that and he can be productive in those minutes. This man, just a few years ago, he was starting at the five for the Golden State Warriors when they won an NBA championship. If he's healthy, he's helping your team. That's like point blank. That's what's happening. And he was a stabilizer when he was on the floor. I mean, some of the minutes when the bench was on the court over the past few games have not been great. And I saw that, you know, Darko was doing some tinkering with some of those. We didn't see Jalen McDaniels today. And I guess Otto Porter Jr. has taken his minutes in the immediate future, at least for right now. But as soon as he comes in, it's good entry passes. He's tagging on drives, Peel switching on time, tap outs, as I mentioned. And there was a case where he generated a tap out, offensive rebound, then he sets a screen for Malachi. The Milwaukee Bucks, they double. It was Gary Trent Jr. Gary finds Otto Porter Jr. Rolling to the basket, and then he makes a quick, fast read, finds Scottie for three, right? It's like the small things, the small details are what the Raptors are sometimes lacking, especially with, you know, lineups that don't have all their starters. The starters kind of do these things, but they need that also from their bench. And Otto Porter Jr., he does it, man. And I love that he was on the court today, 15 minutes of action. And, you know, the bench themselves, I believe they had 26 points in this one, much better than, you know, a lot of other games where they haven't had too much to say in terms of points on the board and also plus minus and stuff like that. Like it would be, you know, in cases like we've seen the past few seasons where the bench comes in, they lose the lead. Now the starters have to come in and kind of get it back. And it was good to see that that didn't happen today. But as I mentioned, Milwaukee, not very good defensively. Pretty bad, actually. Pretty porous. So tomorrow, the Raptors, they're going to face the 76ers again. We remember how things went last time they played. Let's see how it goes. This team did not want to go 1-4, okay? It's a bad way to start the season. Obviously, it's early, but it's a sour way to start a season with a new coach, new ethos, new philosophy, new energy. And it was great to see that they came out guns a-blazing, ready to take this game for the Milwaukee Bucks. And now, you know, they're 2-3, much better feeling at least. And now they go to Philadelphia and they got to try and pick up a big win tomorrow. The minutes were down for most of the starters. You know, not too bad. Who played the most? Pascal Siakam with 32 minutes. Everyone else played under 30. So hopefully they're feeling good tomorrow.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
My name is Emmett Mann. Rate, review, subscribe on your podcast platforms. YouTube, like, and subscribe there as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.